The more people that understand what wildlife do and what they need, the better it'll be for wildlife, for conserving their population. So we really wanted to make as much of this data available to folks as possible.
Daniel Olson, Wildlife Migration Initiative Coordinator with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources. This project is currently tracking over 2,800 animals across the state. State biologists are not only monitoring big game animals like deer and elk, but other species like birds, bats, and fish.
Before they stalked this razorback sucker, biologists inserted a small tracking tag under its skin, similar to the microchips used to identify pets.
A short video from the new Wildlife Migration Initiative website shows one razorback sucker traveling over 942 river miles across Utah and Colorado over a period of 7 years. DWR says Utah is currently the only state that includes fish tracking in its migration initiative.
That was kind of some mind-blowing information. For one fish in a period of 7 years moved over 900 miles, and it pretty much moved the whole north-south extent of the state. It's really opened our eyes to better understand just how big of an area these animals are using.
Olson says data like this is incredibly helpful to biologists. Pinpointing migration routes can help identify where habitat improvements, like wildlife corridors, are needed. He says they're learning a lot and have encountered some surprises along the way.
If we get GPS tracking devices on a group of animals, they do things that we don't expect them to do, almost always. One of the things that we were able to detect with GPS tracking is that some of our deer in the northeastern part of the state, up by Flaming Gorge Reservoir, when they move from their winter range to their summer range, they swim across the reservoir. These deer are swimming across like a mile of open water.
The state's new website includes short informational videos, interactive maps, and real-time tracking. With KZMU News for Utah Public Radio, I'm Molly Marcello.